Good morning. We are still seeing plenty of effects from that latest storm that continues to work its way through interior New York and New England. Most of the steadiest rain has moved through, although there will be numerous showers, especially across the northern third of New York and northern and central Vermont. In these areas, temperatures are starting in the 40s and will only reach the 50-degree mark this afternoon. Farther to the south, where precipitation is more widely scattered, readings will reach up to the mid-50s by about mid-afternoon. At this point, the center of the storm will track off the eastern seaboard, and a northwesterly wind will pick up and become gusty. At times through the afternoon and into the evening hours, the wind gusts could exceed 40, perhaps even up to 50 miles per hour. This will drive in much cooler air, so for the second part of the day, and certainly into the evening, readings will plummet back through the 50s and 40s. In fact, at night, the precipitation, what's left of it, in the form of rain showers, will change over to snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, before ending overnight. Low temperatures tonight will be in the lower to middle 30s, even some 20s across the higher terrain. So a chilly start on Saturday morning, still brisk and cool during the day, although we'll go back to dry weather, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the middle 50s. Again, with that breeze, it'll feel cooler to start the weekend. Another disturbance will head through on Saturday night with just a few scattered showers, but it should clear through the area by Sunday, and milder air will begin to move in. With partly sunny skies for the second half of the weekend, we'll bounce back into the middle 60s. Another series of disturbances will head in our direction for the early to mid part of next week. This will bring us at least a chance of showers on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, plenty of dry weather with highs both days near 70. A leftover shower on Wednesday with highs back into the lower 60s behind this system and in the mid 60s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front spanning from southern New England across the Ohio and Mississippi valleys and then southwest into eastern Texas will continue to move slowly east into the weekend. Scattered to widespread thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of this boundary over the next few days. Some of these storms will be strong, possibly severe, and could produce hail, damaging winds, and perhaps an isolated tornado. The Storm Prediction Center has a marginal risk for severe storms in effect on the tail end of this front in southern and eastern Texas. These storms will also produce moderate to heavy downpours across portions of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley and may lead to scattered areas of flash flooding, with urban areas, roads, and small streams being most vulnerable. The Weather Prediction Center has a slight risk for excessive rainfall in effect for eastern Texas. At Mount Washington this morning, 15 miles visibility with light rain and 37 degrees with a south wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 20 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 45, 89% relative humidity, a west wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.39 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 14 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and increasing wind in the upper 60s. Boston, partly sunny with increasing wind in the mid 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 51. The average temperature, 54, that's 1 degree above normal. 1.55 inches of rain yesterday, that's a new record for the day. 3.86 inches for the month now, which is 8 tenths of an inch above normal. And 9.28 inches for the year, which is 1.78 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees. The average low, 42. The record high, 86, set in 1903. And the record low, 25, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m., sunset this evening 7:55 p.m., 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. Also, the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming windy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. Windy with rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy today with highs in the 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few showers and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Windy with rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few showers, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few showers, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and chilly, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s on Sunday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers both Monday and Tuesday, near 70. A mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower Wednesday in the lower 60s. And partly sunny in the mid-60s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.